readers of the socialist reactor Corbyn suspension. My dad, 89 in a few days, has resigned from the Labour Party. He first joined in 1956. He was once a Labour councillor, in the days when councils weren't making cuts. His parents were in Labour, and the family has Labour movement roots going back to the London docks in the 1880s. He left the party when Blair took us into the war in Iraq, but rejoined later in the hope Labour could be transformed into a pro-working class, socialist party. Even an old man, who has spent most of his active life in the party, has decided the suspension of Jeremy Corbyn is the final evidence of that route now being cut off. Steve Score, Lester Keir Starmer still can't attack Tory failures. The man would rather spend his time removing anyone from the party that supports the working class. If you are a Labour member, you should consider leaving and joining the Socialist Party. If you want to build a new workers' party with socialist principles, the Socialist Party is a part of the Trade Union and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, standing anti-cuts candidates in the May 2021 elections. Dave Moody, Shepton Mallet, Somerset. Will Jeremy Corbyn stay in Labour and continue to get shafted, or will he lead the split that's desperately needed from this openly anti-working class organisation? It must be pleasing to the ruling class to see such an openly capitalist supporting second Tory party, which Labour has become under Tony Blair and now Keir Starmer. Paul Marshall, Rotherham. What now for the Labour Party? People joined Labour enthusiastically to support Jeremy Corbyn and his alternative to austerity and attacks of the Tories. The Labour machine was always in the hands of the right. It was two parties in one. The victory for the right is emphatic. It's time for a serious discussion among socialists and trade unionists for a new workers' party. Matt Whale, Hull Sky News, says Keir Starmer's suspension of Jeremy Corbyn echoes Neil Kinnock's purge of militant. Kinnock's action against militant, now the Socialist Party, started a crusade to make Labour safe for the bosses, which Tony Blair accelerated. Dave Nellist, former Labour MP, expelled for being a socialist. Jeremy Corbyn has been suspended for asserting his own innocence. This is confirmation that Labour has been recaptured by admirers of Margaret Thatcher, with the assistance of every branch of the establishment and the ruling class. From the press and media to parts of the civil service, like the Equality and Human Rights Commission, EHRC. Everyone who has ever read George Orwell should realize what we are being invited to do: denounce a lifelong anti-racist as a racist. It's time for a new party for everyone that isn't enthralled to the billionaire class. Dave Murray, Basildon. The rich and powerful needed to capture Labour, so they had a second 11 that they could turn to when needed. Under Blair, they got their prize. Jeremy Corbyn's election upset their plans. This suspension is about making sure they don't let that happen again. Trade unionists need to draw the conclusion that it's time once again to make our own challenge. Corbyn should make that call himself and launch an open federal workers' party. That could draw together all those who have had enough of austerity and big business hypocrisy. If he did, and key unions backed him, it would transform the situation. Martin Powell, Davies, Lancashire.